Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, my old heart's just overflowing with praise to God. While we were making this broadcast, there was a knock at the door, and it came at a break between programs as we were making the recordings. So we were kind of shut down, everything quiet, to make the broadcast and to get it ready to send out. And there was Hannah Cote and her two boys and her mother, and they brought in a whole lot of nice food and clothing and financial support. They are on it. And those little old boy gave $5 of his own money, and the older brother, he gave $50 of his own money. And the mother's grandma, they give liberally. Neighbor, I wish you could meet some of these teammates. Now, this little lady and her family has gotten in on going out. They're going to be tagging along in their own car when we go to Celilo on Friday, just coming right up before you hardly know it. And the time you hear this broadcast, it'll all be history. But they've been up there before with us, and they're so excited about having the joy of knocking on a door and giving something to an Indian and telling them about Jesus. Neighbor, I know this is an unorthodox approach to the mission work, but we are living epistles read of all men, and they don't care as much about our theology and our religious correctness as they do if they can see Jesus in us. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And that's the thing that counts. And so it is, and we're rejoicing and thanking God. Good to come over there in old Montana again. And I tell you, the work's going good, and we're just praising God. And I've shared this week with the people on the West Coast about Chris Knows His Gun, that promising Indian boy out of western Montana, that his grandpa was up there at Lame Deer, the old pastor, and then his daddy got saved as a kid and led into the experience of finding Jesus and putting everything on his life on the altar and surrendering to God, and filled with the Spirit, and he's out there preaching. He's over there, still out there on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, east of the Crow Agency, and working in that area. And his son, Chris, is kind of like a foster son to me because he loves this old preacher and I love him. And I don't know what God's up to, but God's putting things together. That boy has just been feeling that he ought to learn to drive a truck, and he got involved in trucking, and he isn't asking us to do it, but I don't know what God's up to. But I remember what that old preacher put in his devotional, and when I was going through some deep waters and it seemed like everything about me was given away, it said in that devotional that morning, remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And I found it true. And he moves in unorthodox ways. Praise God, he's not bound to what we people think. He's pleased to move on the hearts of kids and adults to their really to want to get out there and tell Indian boys and girls about Jesus. It means so much to them. And so that's the thing that counts. And we're made up of a team of people that care. Those checks that are coming from over there in eastern Montana and the Dakotas and all. We're so thankful for the outreach over there. You're an important part of the team, a big part of it. And I thank God for those churches that give so faithfully. And I tell you, I'm just humbled. I'm so proud to be your brother in the Lord. I'm so happy. I'm not puffed up. I'm humbled before God. We who were far off and in darkness of sin saw the light, and we've been brought together and made to dwell in heavenly places. Now I think of you old cowboys that have found your way and your sleeping bags out there on the field with me and built fence and painted buildings and all. I guess my days of that kind of stuff is about over, but I believe God's going to do something yet that will astound us all, because I believe we're going to see a moving that we haven't seen. I want you to join me in prayer for that. Come and thy people bless and give thy word success among these Indian people. We haven't succeeded, and we've made some serious mistakes. We've tried to make white men out of them instead of getting them to Jesus. Neighbor, we've misused them. Any segment of our society that Native American has misused. And he is religious by nature, very religious. And it's hard for them to cast away all they knew before the white man come, because the white man came with a book to heaven, but he misused them. Pardon me. They feel he came with a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other. And there's no need of me bad-mouthing our ancestors. I know the problems from both sides. But I've walked out there with Indians and heard their side of the story. I've been to the graves of their ancestors that were massacred. And neighbor, I can't straighten up all that, but I can tell them about Jesus and the time that's coming that we'll be together and there'll be no red men and black men and white men and yellow men. We'll all be one, red and yellow, black and white. We're precious in his sight. And it's not white man religion. Jesus came that all the world might be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so it's with joy. And we're seeing success. The work is growing. We're not going broke. And we're so thankful for those that are doing something extra, because we're going ahead. And it's not that we're not getting income. Our income has increased, but the work is accelerated one step ahead of the finances to do it. And I think God wants it that way. I remember back there when we were considering that we needed an 18-wheeler. That was back, way back there in the 80s. And Woody Clark, the truck dealer friend that had been letting me use his 18-wheelers for $1 a trip, God showed me I should not do that any longer after 7 years. And he said, I know it. You're supposed to buy a truck. And I said, that's right. And he said, I know about trucks, and I'm proud to help you. And Woody Clark put us on wheels. And part of it, I said, well, I don't have money. And he said, preacher, we have to borrow money to make money. Would you be willing to borrow some money to get some souls saved? And he had me, and I said, yes. And he said, I'll arrange it. And he arranged where I could borrow. And he, on the other hand, he went to the international people at headquarters, and he got a special deal on a truck for a missionary that was helping Indians. That's the way it went. And along the line, dear old Brother Woody Clark has put thousands of dollars, and he's still behind us. He's part of the team. And I'm so thankful for him and his men and those that have taken over some of the places where he used to sell trucks, their brothers. I thank God for all their help. And neighbor, I'm thankful for you, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do it. I look at you and I marvel at what God has done, because God has helped us. Thank you for being on the team. It's working. Keep up the good work. Keep praying, and God bless you real good. Oh, Heavenly Father, meet the needs of the teammates. The economy is tough. The times are they're difficult. But you're our God, and we come pray that you'd bless your people and prosper them. And help us, oh God, that we might have the means to do what you want us to do. And we know we will, because you don't ask any of us to do anything that's impossible with thee. So we give thee the praise, and we thank thee, and we pray that thou would help us, that before Jesus comes, there'll be many, many Indians that find him and are washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we'll give thee the glory for it all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.